Gina Tovin, and you're joining the Free and Equal Network. And today's interview is going to be a really one of a kind. I've never had this sort of interview before. We have Julie Fox. She's running in Illinois as a comptroller out there. And Julie and I go back, I don't know, a couple of decades, but that seems like really way too long to say, but probably since I was 17 years of age, or Julie, probably 13, 12. I don't even know. She actually knows my dad out in Illinois, so there might be some stories she could share with the listeners today. Hey, but I'm all about being vulnerable and putting it all out there. And Julie firsthand knows, really has put up a real fight against the system I've known in the last couple of decades I've known her. So, Julie, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Christina. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you. I see you very different, if not almost truly one of a kind in my eyes, of all the candidates running across the U.S. Definitely what sets you apart from my field of rest is that you have utmost accountability ever since I've known you, and speaking the truth and intelligently and really being able to resonate with people. And so I'd love people to briefly get a background of who you are, what you are. I know you're a CPA, you're running for comptroller in Illinois. And just a little brief background about, again, who you are.
Okay, well, I work as a corporate controller in the private sector. I've been at the same company for 16 years. I became a CPA in 1995. I'm former trustee and treasurer of the Dundee Township Library Board, so I have accounting experience in the public sector as well. I come from a large, close-knit family, most of whom still live in the Chicagoland area, including my two children. And I've been a member of the Libertarian Party since 1993. I've been involved locally through the Fox Valley Libertarian Party, which I currently chair. I've been involved at the state level as a former treasurer and in other capacities, and I served two terms as a regional representative on the Libertarian National Committee.
Well, see, our listeners can see right there why I wanted to interview you, because you have a lot of insight, not only and what it is to be going up against the establishment. But Illinois, I mean, a month or so ago, we were really busy doing a lot of stuff in Colorado during that time with our open debates. But I saw many months ago that Illinois is really being bullied by the system. And I know the signature requirement. I remember back in 98 and the early 2000s for my dad when Jim Tobin ran for governor in 98 and lieutenant governor in the early 2000s. You know, I saw that the third parties firsthand had to get five times more signatures, 25,000 signatures, and the D's and R's only had to get 5,000. And so the ballot access barriers have been really a mentor of mine by the name of Richard Winger of Ballot Access News has taught me a lot. It's really one of the many tools I feel that the two-party system uses to keep really individual candidates like yourself, Julie. I see you as an individual, whether you're running Green Party, Libertarian. The individual that I see in you is, again, the sort of individuals that people should, I feel, vote for in Illinois, and the same type of personality throughout the U.S. So you guys went through some really strong intimidation tactics recently. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, about how the system tried to knock the Libertarian Party of Illinois off the ballot?
Well, the usual process, which virtually every third party and independent candidate go through each election cycle in Illinois, is that they'll first challenge your signatures and they'll do a line-by-line challenge, which was typical. Then they'll try to knock you off by targeting specific signature gatherers or notaries to see if they can knock out a whole block. And they were particularly aggressive this time around, where our largest petition gatherer, she was a contractor, they had armed security guards who confronted her, told her a lie that about a lost child. Then they came up and tried to allege that she didn't live where she said she lived. They actually sent these same security guards with guns to people's homes who had signed our petitions, and trying to get them to sign affidavits, to say that in some respect, the person who circulated it was not who they said represented that they were. And one individual who was interviewed, it was either in an article by the Sun-Times or the Tribune, said that he would never sign a petition again after what happened to him, after these people came. And he signed an affidavit, and then later he recanted it and signed another affidavit saying, the man was there with a gun at my house. I felt intimidated. I had to sign it, but it really wasn't true. So, you know, they've gone way beyond. There was a complaint filed with the attorney general. And, you know, in my eyes, that's tampering with the election process.
I've never spoken publicly about this back in the 2000s or, when Dad ran for lieutenant governor, I helped gather, I don't know, 3,000 or 5,000 signatures for him to get on the ballot. And I remember one day there was a knock at the front door, and you know, I was in my early 20s and just getting my dad on the ballot. And, you know, he runs Taxpayer United of America in Illinois. And the people really do love him. He's a fireball for sure and honest. And there was this knock on the door, and my dad said, wait back there, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm young, kind of scared. There were police officers out front. And they wanted to serve me for potentially creating fraudulent signatures. It was intimidation. I mean, here I am helping my dad get on the ballot. Like, and I am like, I have to say, of utmost accountability, I really do stand for it. And to be able to, at that age, like, that was really scary. But I had my dad there to say, don't worry about it. You know, he said I wasn't there. They never came back again. And it was just really a weird experience. And helping defend signatures for dozens, if not hundreds, of candidates in Illinois, which is really, really a spark of why Free and Equal Elections exists today. You know, I firsthand saw all of the really horrible tactics that Springfield, you know, the operatives down there did to the Republicans, Tom Cross, the chair there, to the Michael Madigan. I mean, having people follow me. I mean, a lot of intimidation. I have to turn around and say, can you please quit following me? It's just like, this is not cool. You're violating my privacy, and intimidation isn't going to work. I'm a Tobin. Come on, you know? But I mean, I'm not surprised one bit that they have done this. And that is not right for the system, not only to send people there, whether they're using taxpayers' resources, which is what they like to do, to knock, you know, honest candidates or parties off the ballot, Green Party, Libertarian. It's just not just and not right. And so thank you for taking a stand and being strong and voicing. It upsets me that this is still going on. And I looked up online and saw the Republican Party hired the lawyer John Fogerty to challenge the LP ballot signatures. I personally know the guy, and he doesn't have integrity. And, you know, there's the Michael Casper who represents the Democratic Party, and these guys are still doing the same thing over and over again. They know nothing better than to take money to do things that are not right. And that we have to reform throughout the U.S. for sure, and the world as well.
Exactly. I mean, and they weren't done when they lost the challenge based upon what I had described so far. Then they filed for what's called a judicial review, where if we did get over 5% in a race and gain ballot status, that it could be taken from us, considered void. They wouldn't give up the argument, and they lost on that count as well. I mean, they went way further, but it shows how desperate they are. So instead of actually doing a better job representing the people, what do? Squash the competition. Now there's Free and Equal Elections for you. Huh?
Well, I know you're written up. Something happened. Were you like somewhere maybe on the front page of the Chicago Tribune recently? Was that really happen, or there was some what went on there, Julie? What was going on there, Miss Fox? Tell us about that. Well, about your campaign and why. You haven't given up. You keep fighting. You keep running. I mean, there's consistency, and that's the key, is to never, never give up. And a woman in politics, too, might I add, that doesn't give up is a rare commodity. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that was all about and so on about your race?
Well, the Tribune, first, I want to thank Brian Lambrecht. He's a new member in our party over the last year, and he's just been fantastic. Normally, the Tribune only talks to the governor candidate, but he got some of the lower position candidates in, including myself, and got me in front of their editorial board. And from there, I didn't get an endorsement, but I got a mention. I got a very nice paragraph saying that they liked what I had to say, and that it was, you know, how about her being the financial watchdog for the state? And then again, I got a mention in their article this week as well. So it wasn't a lot of coverage, but any coverage from the Tribune, I mean, you know, third party candidates, they don't give attention to third party candidates. So I consider it a wonderful publicity.
Well, I do definitely like to commend mainstream or whatnot media when they do things right. Hopefully it was for the right reason. Sometimes it may not be, but what matters is that your name got out there. And I always message mainstream media as another part of the problem. And I see the media that doesn't cover honest, whether it's third party or independent candidates and so on, running for office, they're essentially going to put themselves out of business because they're not reporting the truth. And people are starting to see that. And the honest media that's rising, there's so many of them that we're working with the Free and Equal Network. We're here to build and bring them all together and have this portal of information. I see them rising, and I see maybe the mainstream media kind of dissolving and fading away, as well as parties and money and politics. But that's a whole other interview. You know, Julie, a big reason I wanted to have you on this interview tonight, we'll be releasing this nationwide to our list and press and all of that on Monday, is that I want to set the Free and Equal hat aside for a moment. And as an individual, and I've probably been asked by, I don't know, hundreds of candidates and whatnot in different ways, but I, as an individual, Christina Tobin, want to personally endorse your race for comptroller. And I've never endorsed a candidate before. And it's a different world to be in. And I do foresee that I will be endorsing personally a lot more in the future, but it's the right thing to do because and knowing your background and your authenticity, and I can't say that about a lot of candidates that we haven't polled yet. We've had online debates and all, but I feel totally comfortable doing that. And so, yes, my heart goes out to you and your race out there in Illinois, and the fact that you don't give up and you're truly, it's as if you run. I always feel a leader who runs for office doesn't seek the position, but is asked to fill the position. And you're that type of person that was asked, and you just said, okay, I'm going to do this for the people.
It's such a good fit. I mean, I can go into the comptroller's office and I can talk to their accountants in their language, and we can start going through the books and let's expose the waste. I mean, if we're ever going to fix the problems that we have in our state, you know, we have this massive pension debt. People are moving out. Businesses are leaving. We can't keep these high tax rates and expect to bring people back in. We have to cut expenses. That's our only option, and make it an environment where people and businesses want to be here instead of going to the surrounding states. So, you know, that's why I do it. I've lived here all my life. My family's here. I have a great job here. I love the state. You know, I don't want to see it go the way of Detroit.
Well, there's nowhere to run. We got to firsthand fix where we're at. And in your quote on your website, if we expect our attorney general to be a lawyer, shouldn't we demand our comptroller to be an accountant? And I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I love your quote on the main page of your website as well. It says, if elected, I will use the power I possess as a state officer and sue the state legislature if they don't come up with a truly balanced budget as mandated by the Illinois Constitution. So right there, you are just a woman of utmost accountability, and I my heart goes out to you. I love you as an individual, Julie, and I do foresee Free and Equal Elections being in a stronger position in 16 and further future elections to help honest candidates like yourself have a free and equal chance of getting elected. When they do, I do foresee you keep running a couple more times, getting elected, and I will do everything I can in my heart to help that and help connect you with others who can help you as well.
Well, thank you so much, Christina, and thank you to Free and Equal for all that you do, because you said it's about free and equal elections. ballot access is such a near and dear issue to me. It's just wrong, and it's not just about libertarians. It's about the voters. You know, the voters deserve to have choices on the ballot. So thank you for what you do. It's so important.
Well, my role as a leader is to create more leaders, not followers, and that's what you're doing by leading. And anybody, if you want to check out more information, go to Julie Fox, of course, J-U-L-I-E, Fox2014.com. And ending on that note, Julie, I do foresee independence rising. I do see parties fading away, money and politics fading away. I see music and energy and interconnectedness bringing us together. And the social media, and it's like, here you are. I haven't seen you in person for over a decade, and it's just like really refreshing. It goes again to my heart of seeing so many people in Chicago that, are really happy to see free and equals rising. And I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for those difficult obstacles we've gone through and you're going through, because it's about to shift and we're going to have a lot of experience behind our belts to really help inspire more people to run for office as well. So, Julie, any last notes you have for the people out there? And thank you for your time today.
Hey, vote libertarian or vote any third party, but, let's put some new people and let's vote for some real change. And Christina and Alex and all of Free Equal, thanks so much for what you do and for having me on your show tonight.
Well, lots of love. Thanks for having us. Independents, individuals out there, vote. And so you're joining us on the Free and Equal Network. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And until next time, lots of love to you guys out there.